enjoy it. And the other is because you're looking for something. So if, or both. So if the reason is more the second one, you're looking for something, the most important question is, what are you looking for? The amazing thing is, many of us go on a spiritual search, on a really determined spiritual search, and we never really clarify what we're looking for. And no wonder that we get frustrated, we get disappointed, we get lost along the way. We find, we don't find. So if it's pertinent to you, then you have to really know what you're looking for. Otherwise, you're meandering. And then the corollary question becomes, why are you looking in the first place? What's behind the whole effort? Now, usually, it's a very short list what people are looking for. Inner peace, happiness, satisfaction in life, God, what is the truth, reality. Those last three are pretty much synonymous in a very real way. And that's pretty much the list. So we're talking about not millions, billions of people, because certainly everybody's looking for happiness. And certainly most people would say they're looking for some kind of inner peace. So the amazing thing is also that the list is so short. But this is a clue. Essentially, everybody's looking for the same thing. Now this rules out a whole other category, which is people looking for escape. People looking for to get away from themselves. That's another veer off entirely. And that becomes a question of emotional and psychological issues. That has to be cleared up first before a person in that mode can say, I'm looking for inner peace. They're really looking for escape. But probably if you're here, you're not looking for escape. You're looking for one of the things on the primary list, or you enjoy the company of spiritually minded people and the energy that gets created. We're happy to see you for either reason. But if something is being looked for, if something is being searched out, You have to get very